time for high school basketball right here on FortRecoveryRadio.com. Special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio is being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you'll hear during the broadcast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Now we send you out to the gymnasium for all the exciting high school basketball action right here on Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
Wayne Street Market pregame show. Indians taking on the Springfield Northwestern Warriors. Here on the varsity pregame show. Quarter sponsors for tonight's game. First quarter, Fort Recovery Insurance. Second quarter, Cal Pharmacy. Third quarter, Fall Mechanical. And fourth quarter, Wrangler Hardware. Like I said earlier, JV boys won. Corin, Toby went on 9. Regan Martin had 9. Gavin Toby had 12. Brian Ben had 15. Derek Lux had 2. And Ian Holman had 6. We're here on a Wayne Street Market pregame show. Grace Foundry Products, Heating, Cooling, Electrical, Industrial Park, and Cold Water, 419-678-4858. Train Comfort Specialist, Generac, Power Pro Dealer, Grace Foundry Products.com. Miracle Lanes, Drain Lane, can't be sad with the makes for supper. Just don't feel like making supper. Just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them get your meal ready for you. Remember, coming up next week, girls host Salina on Tuesday. Thursday, girls host Minster for a big MAC matchup. Friday, the boys are at Minster. And then Saturday, both boys and girls are at Macomb. So that's a week coming up for Indian sports. So we're going to take a quick break here on the Wayne Street Market pregame show. Stay tuned here on Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
Lent season is here. Kicking off Wednesday, February 14th, Wayne Street Market is offering their famous fried fish. The entire Lent season, Wayne's Hot Deli will be serving fried fish for lunch and dinner on Fridays. Grab a 2 or 3 piece dinner with a choice of 2 sides in a dinner roll, or if you're feeding the whole family, order by the pound. Please call ahead to secure your order. Our fish is tasty and it will sell out. Thanks for choosing Wayne Street Market for your Lent season Friday fish meals.
With hay season just around the corner, it's a great time to stop by Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery for the Case IH Spring Sales Event. Get the equipment you need for this season at a special rate, including new Farmall, Maxim, and Puma Series tractors, along with our complete line of Case IH hay tools. But hurry, because like spring, this deal will be here and gone before you know it. For more information, visit Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery today.
Looking for a great low-mileage used vehicle, Hastings Auto Sales is the place to go. They have a nice selection of vehicles on the lot, plus they can easily locate anything you're looking for. Stop in and check out this vehicle, a 2017 Chevy Cruze LT. It's dark gray with heated seats, remote starter, and backup camera. It only has 13,000 miles, and it's only $14,900. Check out this and all their other vehicles at HastingsAuto.com. Hastings Auto Sales, 375-4617.
Proudly serving the Fort Recovery area for over 23 years, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the expertise to handle any dirt work you need. From installing waterways and building pads to demolition work and septic system installation, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has all the equipment you need to get the job done right. Does your driveway need some fresh gravel, or do you need some dirt hauled in? We can take care of all your hauling needs as well. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
And we're back to the Wayne Street Market pregame show. Starting for the Indian tonight, number 2, Petey Judy. Number 3, Derek Judy. Number 5, Ryan Braun. Number 12, Clay Schmitz. And number 14, game winner last night, Cade Wendell. Starting for Springfield Northwestern.
Number 0, Jalen Minnie. Number 1, Savant, Tavion, Dennis Miller.
Toby J out there.
Number 3, Evan Nofke. Number 40, Landon Burns. And number 45, Adam Reininger.
that's three wins on the year. Guessing, I don't know what conference they're in.
No idea what conference they're in. They're still Division IV, too, though.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
Indians come off a big win last night, Chase. Cade Wendell.
Yeah, that was a great game last night. Indians played well, and
really, what's incredible, Petey Judy had zero at the half, and you think he would have fumbled.
Yeah, I think he had 20, yeah, he had two at half.
22. And you have, he had 22. No, he said he had zero at half, he told me.
He had two. Pretty sure. I don't know.
PG had 22, and then Cade at the end. I didn't think it was getting there, but went through the hoop.
Yeah.
The buzzer beat Goldwater. So we're going to take another timeout. We'll be back here on the Wing Street Market pregame show. Stay tuned. Varsity game coming up.
Are you a busy parent, married to your job, or just don't have the time to get to the grocery store? Worry no more. Wayne Street Market in downtown Fort Recovery has the answer for you. Shop online. It's as easy as ordering that pair of shoes you ordered last week. Log on to WayneStreetMarket.com. Click on the Shop Online Now button at the top of the page and start adding to your cart. The process is simple, and better yet, you pay online, drive to the store, and one of our friendly associates will bring your groceries out to you. You don't have to even get out of the car. Don't make life more chaotic than it needs to be. Take advantage of our online shopping today. As always, thanks for shopping your fast, friendly, and convenient grocery store.
I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. I'm inviting you to come and see the new Endurance line of litter spreaders from Salford BBI at K&L Tractor. These spreaders are available in pull type and truck mount models and are designed to be the toughest, most durable spreader in the market today. The Endurance wide swath litter spreader is designed with the poultry grower in mind. With Salford BBI's rugged design and construction, you can more efficiently spread your materials, saving you time and money. Come see these remarkable spreaders from Salford BBI today at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
The Fort Recovery Drama Club proudly presents the Addams Family Musical. This musical will be presented on Saturday, February 24th at 7 p.m. and Sunday, February 25th at 2 p.m. Both times will be held at the Fort Recovery Elementary Auditoria. Tickets will be $8 at the door. So come laugh with us on Saturday, February 24th and Sunday, February 25th and watch the Fort Recovery Drama Club present the Addams Family Musical.
Looking for future leaders we can believe in? Look no further than the high school student athletes right here in Ohio. High school sports teach young people how to be effective leaders. It includes learning to listen, accepting responsibility, being a good role model, and it's about respect. The result? It transcends sports. It gives us hope for the future. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
And we're back here. Going over the starters one more time right before the national anthem. Starting for the Indians, number 2, Petey Judy. Number 3, Derek Judy. Number 5, Ryan Brown. Number 12, Clay Schmitz. And number 14, Cade Wendell.
And for Northwestern Warriors, number 0, Jalen Minnie. Number 1, Taviot Dennis Miller. Number 3, Evan Knoppe. Number 40, Landon Burns. And number 45, Adam Reininger. Something like that.
Yeah. So we're going to take a break here for the national anthem. We'll be back here about 2 minutes for the start of the first quarter. Stay tuned here on Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. I'm inviting you to come and see the new Endurance line of litter spreaders from Salford BBI at K&L Tractor. These spreaders are available in pull type and truck mount models and are designed to be the toughest, most durable spreader in the market today. The Endurance wide swath litter spreader is designed with the poultry grower in mind. With Salford BBI's rugged design and construction, you can more efficiently spread your materials, saving you time and money. Come see these remarkable spreaders from Salford BBI today at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Make your plans now to attend the 17th annual NRA banquet at the Fort Recovery American Legion on Saturday, February 17th, sponsored by the Friends of the NRA. Social hour starts at 5 and the dinner will start at 7. Tickets are only $30 each or $60 a couple, and there will only be 400 tickets available. Events for the evening include a live auction, a silent auction, several special drawings including some limited edition firearms, art prints, knives, and many other items created specifically for the Friends of the NRA. For tickets, you can call Steve Hart at 419-852-8674, Bob Hall at 419-375-4704, or Homan's Gun Shop at 419-375-2515, or you can stop into Homan's Gun Shop at 2920 State Route 119 between Fort Recovery and St. Henry. Get your group together and get your tickets now before they're gone for the 17th annual NRA banquet on Saturday, February 17th.
Congrats to the girls' high school swim team who finished first at the Coldwater Mac Invitational Swim Meet in Portland. The team is coached by Mindy Bupp and was led by seniors Sophie Timmerman and Alexis Bupp. We would also like to wish the girls good luck as they head to Wright State in Dayton for their next swim meet. Then the following week, the girls head to Ayersville for their first postseason swim meet. Congrats on a great season and good luck going forward.
We have learned that 1 in 5 teens abuse prescription medications not prescribed to them that can lead to serious addictions. This is Governor John Kasich. Drugs are destroying our communities and taking futures away from our young people. That is why safety partners like the Ohio State Highway Patrol and the Ohio National Guard have joined forces to give our young folks 5 minutes for life, a program dedicated to reducing drug use among Ohio teens. Learn more about the program at facebook.com/5minutes for life.
This is what matters. This is beyond X's and O's. This is the difference mutual respect makes. This is what character looks like. This is what defines us in Ohio. This is sportsmanship. School sports. It's not the outcome that matters most, but the way the games are played. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Welcome to today's game. This is Paul Keels, and you know how much I love broadcasting the Buckeyes, but I also love high school sports. On behalf of the OHSAA, let's all do our part to set a good example and make this a fun and safe experience for the kids involved. I know this game means so much to the players, coaches, and fans, but high school sports are about much more than the wins and losses. They teach life lessons that will be with the players long after their playing days are over. Good luck to both teams, and remember to respect the game.
Working hard on another project? Maybe you need some practical advice, or perhaps you just want to find a great new tool. Let me be the first to welcome you in. Hi, I'm Mike with Wangler Hardware, and since 1916, this has been the place where the hardworking folks in our area go to get things done. Experience the tradition, selection, and service of Wangler Ace Hardware in Fort Recovery. Stop in and see that we're more than a hardware store. It's all here.
And we're back here for the second field now. About to start the varsity game. Our quarter sponsor for tonight. First quarter, Fort Recovery Insurance. Second quarter, Cal Pharmacy. Third quarter, Farm Mechanical. Fourth quarter, Wrangler Hardware. Research Energy Products, Team Cooling Electrical, Industrial Parts, and Cold Water. 419-678-4858. Train Comfort Specials, Generac Pro, Power Pro Dealer, Research Energy Products.com. Going to be the starters for the Indians. JD Boyd got win right before this. Like I said, starting for the Indians, number 2, Petey Judy, number 3, Derek Judy, number 5, Ryan Brown, number 12, Clay Schmitz, and number 14, Kate Lindell. Start the Wrangler Hardware first quarter. Did he ever gonna get haircut?
He keeps saying he will, but keep getting on him. Still long.
He's going to jump it for the Indians. Jump ball up, and Petey G gets it to Derek Judy. Derek will give it back over to Petey. Starting in. Fort Recovery Insurance, first quarter. Derek Judy gives over to Ryan Braun. Tipped away. where Brown gets it back. Over on the right side to the corner, Clay Schmitz. Clay will give it up to Derek Jeudy. Derek will give it over to Cade Wendell. Back over to Derek Jeudy into the corner to Petey. Finds Ryan Braun. Brownie's going to fire up 15 foot up. No good. Rebound by the Warriors.
Rebounded by Minnie. He pushes it up to Dennis Miller. He gets it to the corner to Nofke. Back up top to Minnie. Minnie has it on the left wing. Now over to Nofke. He swings it to Dennis Miller. He'll be patient. Now brings it back up top. Guarded by Petey Jeudy. Swings it to the right wing. Nofke for a deep three off the back. No good. Rebounded Petey Jeudy.
Petey Jeudy will take it the other way. Gives up to Derek Jeudy. Back to Petey. Petey's going to fire up a get long there. Three up and no good. Rebounded by Derek Jeudy. Derek will give it over to Ryan Braun up top to right side Petey. Petey will fire across court to Derek Jeudy. Back up top to Cade Wendell. Cade Wendell gives over to Petey. Into the short corner to Clay. Back up top to Cade. Cade's going to go middle. Lose it. And it will stay with the Indians. So Petey will trigger it into Cade. Back to Pete. Pete's going to fire up a three up. No good. Rebounded by Petey Jeudy.
Great hustle by Clay.
Clay Schmitz will gives it to Brian. Back to Pete. Pete's on fire to Cade. The short corner. Clay Schmitz. Clay's on the left hand. Up and good. 2-point basket. Clay Schmitz.
Dennis Miller will take it the other way for the Warriors. He'll dribble down the right side of the court. Now beats the defense. It gets it inside. Kicks it out to Burns for three. Top of the key, Burns.
And Coach Bayshore is going to take a timeout. We'll take one with him here to Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
Cooper Farms Feed and Animal Division in Fort Recovery, Ohio, is seeking a second shift feed delivery driver, which requires a Class A CDL. My name is Bob Stogler, and I have been at Cooper Farms for 33 years, which has enabled me to develop great friendships along the way and great opportunities. Come join the Cooper team today. Apply online at cooperfarms.com.
And we're back here at Forksite Field now. It needs down one off of three from, what's his name?
Landon Burns.
Burns. So Brownie will get in to Cade Wendell. It needs down one. There, Jeudy has the ball. Top of the key. Gives in to Brownie. Back out to Pete. Pete will fire across court to Derek. Derek will go middle. Dish out to Brownie. Back over to Derek. To Petey. Petey will go middle. Dish out to Derek on the flare. Is into Ryan Brown corner. Back up top to Cade Wendell. Over to Derek Jeudy. Derek will go in the corner. Petey. Petey will dribble. Give over to Cade into Ryan Braun. Braun's going to put up a move up and one.
Good offense by the Indians.
Yep. So Ryan Braun will go line shooting.
I have no idea.
It's Will. So Brian will fire up the free throw. No good. Rebounded by the Warriors. Going back the other way.
Dennis Miller up the right side of the court. He has it out the top of the key. Guarded by Petey Jeudy. Indians lead by one. Dennis Miller throws a lob to Burns. Burns wraps around. No good. Rebounded by the Indians.
Cade will take up the left side. He's behind the back. Gives it back over to Derek Jeudy. To the corner, Petey. Petey's going to fire up a three. Up and no good. Rebounded by the Warriors. Going the other way.
Dennis Miller pushes it ahead to Nofke. He pulls up in 10 feet. Up and good. Gives the Warriors a one-point lead. 5-4. 4:45 left in the first quarter.
Cade Wendell taking back the other way on the right side. Go middle. Give out to Petey. Petey will drive the shot to Derek Jeudy. Over on the right side, Ryan Braun. Back on the left side, Derek Jeudy has it. Driving middle, dish out to Cade. Top of the key, Clay Schmitz. Over the left side, Cade to the corner, Derek Jeudy. Derek's on fire for three up, no good. Rebounded by the Warriors.
Burns the other way, down the left side of the court. Gets it inside to Reedinger. And it'll be knocked out of bounds. It'll stay with the Warriors.
Foul. Foul on Clay Schmitz. His first, team's first.
Many will inbound under his own basket, gets it into Dennis Miller, and he walked about 10 yards on that one.
So go back. Ryan Braun will inbound it into Cade Wendell. K1 on top of Cade, gives over to Petey. Back over to Cade, to the corner is Derek Jeudy. Jeudy to Cade. Back up top the window into Braun. Braun will dish it out to K. K will drive left side up. No good. Rebounded by Warriors.
Dennis Miller will push it up to the left side of the court. He'll hand off to Minnie. Minnie on the left wing, guarded by Derek Jeudy. Minnie gets a ball screen, now drives all the way to the hole. Puts up a crazy layup and no good. Rebounded by Clay Schmitz.
Petey will fire a full court pass to Derek Jeudy. Gets it. Back up top to Petey. Petey top out three, then drive middle. And will be fouled on the floor. Foul down number one. Miller, his first. Grant Knappy checking back in. Checking in for the Indians for Derek Jeudy. Ryan Braun. One trigger in for the Indians. Gets in to Cade Wendell. Indians down one here in the Fort Recovery Insurance first quarter. 3:30 left. Grant Knappy gives up top to Ryan Braun. Ryan back over to Grant into the short corner. Clay Schmitz. Clay will turn middle. Put up a shot, no good. Rebound by the Warriors.
Dennis Miller bring it up. Against Petey Jeudy. Ball go to Burns. Now over to Minnie on the left wing. He'll throw a lob to Burns. Burns tries to save it. His foot's on the line, so that'll send it the other way.
Inbound it, and he's still down one here in the first. Now Lawrence checking in for Clay Schmitz. Cade Wendell will bring it up for the Indians. Crossing the timeline. 3 minutes left here in the first. Grant will do it up top to Ryan Braun. Ryan dribble around, gives it over to Cade Wendell. Cade to the corner, Grant Knappy. Grant thinks about three, gives it back up top to Cade. Cade will then hit Ryan. Ryan will put up a shot, and good. 2-point basket, Ryan Braun.
Dennis Miller brings it up there right side of the court. Now gives it over to Knappy from deep. Top of the key, no good. Rebound to Petey Jeudy.
Petey takes it the other way. And he's up one. Peter will give it to Cade Wendell on the left side. Up top to Brownie. Ryan looking around, gives it to Petey. Back to the corner to Cade. Cade will drive it baseline, find Leonard. No, Leonard. Back out to Braun. Braun will fire up a three up and good. 3-point basket. Ryan Braun.
Big Brownie. Dennis Miller brings it the other way. Pushes it outside the court, loses the ball. Cade Wendell comes up with it. He'll take it the other way. All the way down, dumps it off to Ryan Braun. Ryan's got 9 out of 11. Indians lead 11-5. We got timeout on the floor. We'll take one with him and be back after this.
You're tough. You've endured some of the most brutal weather imaginable. When others complain, you carry on. You're Ohio tough. But once you close your front door, there's no reason to put up with it anymore. Not if you've got the right heating solution from Reasoner Energy. Dual fuel heat pumps and furnaces and geothermal heat pumps. The best, the warmest, the most dependable heating solutions. Reasoner Energy. Ohio tough like you. Call 419-678-4850.
Hey, and we're back here for Sight Field House. 11-5 or 4. Brownies are leading score with 9 already. And the Warriors will inbound it. 1:48 left here in the Fort Recovery Insurance first quarter. Hail Mary pass down the court and about stolen by Ryan Braun.
Knopke comes up with it. He backs it out, gives it over to Minnie. Minnie at the top of the key. Minute 37 left in the first quarter. Minnie gets the ball screen, now finds 32. Farmer on the roll. He'll get an and one. Nice pick and roll action by the Warriors. Makes the score 11-7 and sends Farmer to the line to shoot the free throw.
Hayes' next game, Friday at Minster.
Bombers free throws up and no good. Rebound to Ryan Brown.
Gives over to Kate Winnell, up to Derek Judy, and it'll be tipped away. Out of bounds, and he'll stay with the Indians.
We got Darian chirping over here.
Cade Winnell will give it to the corner. Petey Judy back up top to Ryan Braun. Petey will drive baseline, give it to Cade Winnell. Up, no good. Rebound by Petey. The Warriors going the other way.
And then he takes it, kicks it out to Naki. He's not afraid to shoot. He will, and that's good. Makes their score 10-11. Indians lead by one.
Petey gets it tipped away, stolen
by Minnie. Minnie takes the other way, kicks out to Naki again from the corner.
Oh, my.
In and out, no good. Rebounded by, you're out of bounds off of Tory Covery, so ball was
The other guy had it, Tory Covery ball.
Really?
Yep.
I couldn't see it. Going to Naki. He's at the top of the key. 45 seconds left in the quarter. Ball goes over to Minnie on the right wing. Up top to Spencer. Spencer over to Naki from 30. No good. Rebounded Noah Leonard. And we'll have a foul. Foul on Noah.
His second. So Clay Smith will come back in for him. He needs down one here in the Ford Cover Insurance first quarter. 37 seconds left.
Minnie will trigger it in. Gets it in to Naki. He holds it at the top of the key. Will now swing it over to Farmer. Farmer lobs it in to Minnie. Minnie puts it up and off the glass. Good. That gives the Warriors a 1-point lead, 12-11.
PDG will
Our student section can't say scoreboard anymore.
PDG backing out. 10 seconds left here in the first quarter. Petey will give it over to Cade. Back over to P on the flare.
D up.
Three up, no good.
Petey's struggling to get a three to go down.
He traveled, though. He changed his boot, but six times.
And that's going to end our quarter. We'll be back right after this. You're in the Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
Part of the Fort Recovery community for longer than most can remember. We're your neighbors and we love our community. You can trust us for honest advice when you're ready to take on your next home project. We specialize in Milwaukee power tools, but we have a variety of others. Since 1916, one thing has always been our lasting tradition: outstanding, friendly customer service. Experience the tradition of Wangler Ace Hardware. It's all here.
Fort Recovery Insurance Agency.
Is Spider-Man there?
I don't know where you can find Spider-Man.
What about Superman?
I don't know where Superman, Spider-Man, or any other superhero friends are.
Don't you always have something for everyone?
We do, with insurance plans from Ohio Mutual for your home, auto, farm, or business, and more. And we always offer super prices for your coverage.
Super prices? I never heard of that, superhero.
We've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call 888-375-4181.
And we're back here. Jersey night in the student section.
Got some good looking jerseys over there.
Yeah. Is Matty Good wearing a UCLA Lonzo Ball jersey?
Yep, yet? That is sick. That's pretty nice.
Yeah.
Nowski swings over to Farmer. Farmer over to Minnie. Minnie on the left wing. We get a ball screen, not use it. He drives baseline, puts it up, no good. Rebounded Clay Schmidt.
Clay will take it and give it over to Cade Wendell. Up to Grant Canapi into Ryan Braun. Back out to Grant. Grant will fire up a three up and no good. Rebounded by Minnie. Running away.
Minnie pushes it up. Oh, wow. Nice. He looked past the Farmer and for an easy layup.
That's the one that Bill's trying to get in his head.
Really?
Yeah, because Bill is mouthing back to him. Petey Judy will give it up to Cade. Back to Petey. Back at top to Cade Wendell. Back over to Petey. Back over to Cade. Back over to Ryan Braun. Finds Clay Schmitz in the short corner. Trips over his own feet. Over to Cade. Cade will fire up a three up. No good. Backboard. Going the other way. Minnie loses it. Gets it back.
Minnie brings it up. Swings it over to Knoppy. Knoppy will enter it into 22 Spencer, and we'll have a jump ball called inside. Warriors not happy with that one. It'll send it to the Indians.
Trevor Vaughn checking in for the Indians.
Big Trev. Big Trev.
In for Ryan Mom.
He's going to have a dunk. I say it every game, but he's bound to have one.
A few more subs for the Warriors. Big Trev will inbound to Cade Wendell. Brownie's a little shaken up. I get rolled his ankle, maybe. Diddy Judy up four, three up and no good. Rebound by Big Trev. Nope. Gets away.
And then he comes up with it. He dribbles it up. Guarded by Grant Knappy. Minnie being patient up top. He'll pull up from three, top of the key, and good. Oh my goodness, this guy is nuts. He's fired up about that one.
PG in the corner has it. Back at top to Cade Wendell. Over to the left side, Grant Kanacki. Over to Cade. Cade will go, then go middle, pull 8-footer up, good.
Knopke will bring it up for the Warriors. Guarded by Cade Wendell. Knopke backs it out. Now gets a ball screen. Dribbles around the arc. Now kicks it out to Farmer. Farmer around the arc. Over to Minnie. Minnie's really feeling it right now, boys. Oh, my. Step back. Shoots another three. Not even close this time. Rebounding Cade Wendell.
Cade will take it the other way. It means down four. So Cade Wendell inbound into his own basket. Get into Clayton Pearson. Over to Pete, tipped away. And we'll stay with the innings. So PD will inbound into Cade Wendell. Like I said, Indians down four here in the Cal Pharmacy second quarter. Blaine Toby will dish out to Petey. Over to Clayton Pearson. Over to corner, Cade Wendell. Cade will hit Petey. Petey will turn on. Up no good. Rebounded by the Warriors.
Petey cannot buy a bucket right now. Nofsky brings it up. And all the double dribble called on him. I don't know about that one. More like a carry.
Yeah.
But I don't know. We'll take it.
So Clayton went down it to Cade Wendell. Cade will then get poked away, gets the bag over to PD Judy over in the short corner of Blaine Toby. Blaine looking around, finds CP on a cut. Puts up a shot up, no good. Rebound by Minnie.
Minnie pushes up Knopke. Down the right side. He puts up a layup and good.
And they'll go the other way. PDG has the ball.
Indians trail by six in the Cal Pharmacy second quarter.
PDG over to Clayton. Cross court to Derek. All the way back around to Petey. Petey will get it back over to Clayton. Back over to Petey. Into Blaine Toby in the post. Loses it. Gets it back. Gives it over to Derek Judy. Derek Judy picks up the dribble over to Cade into Blaine Toby in the short corner. Back to Cade. Cade's going to think about three. Throws up there. No good. Rebound by the Warriors.
Oh, my goodness. Knopke swings it to Farmer. Farmer for three in the corner. Up. No good. Rebounded by Derek Judy.
Derek Judy will give it up to Petey. He will then go left. Put up a shot. Up. No good. Rebounded by the Warriors. And there'll be a foul on Cade Wendell.
That big boy's a stud on the boards.
There will be a foul on PDG. His first, team's fourth. Ryan Braun checking back in the game for Blaine Toby.
Your score, 3:38 left in the half. Ball goes up to Reininger. Reininger finds Farmer wide open on the other end for a layup, 21-13.
Ryan Brown on in to Derek Judy. Derek will give over the right side. Cade Wendell to the corner. Petey. Petey back up top to Cade. Over to Petey. Back up top. Over to Derek Judy. Derek Judy will give it over to Cade. Swinging around to Pete. Back up top to Cade. Over to Derek Judy. Into Ryan Braun. Bromley can move just back out to Petey. Petey up 4-3, up no good. Rebounded by Minnie. Taken the other way and tipped away. Minnie gets it back. He'll drive, dish out.
Out to Knopkin for three in the corner and good.
So Petey will take it up, gives over to Derek Judy. Back to Petey. Hits Cade Wendell. Cable. He's not even playing defense. He's on the three-point line just staring at each other.
Derek Judy, big three from the corner.
Test, test. Yep. I'm here.
Minnie brings it the other way, and we'll drive in and get fouled. Foul me on the floor, so. Warriors letting down under their own basket.
Clay Schmidt checking back in for the Indians. For Derek Judy.
He's hot, man. He's feeling it. We're taking him out. Minnie triggers in to Knocky. Knocky up top. We'll shoot it from 40. Bottom.
Indians down 11 now. Petey Judy. Has the ball. Top of Key. Gives over to Cade Wendell. Back up top to Petey. Over to Cade. To the corner. Clayton Pearson. Clayton don't find.
Good ball fake, CP.
Clay Schmidt for an easy layup.
Minnie brings it up, loses the dribble, gets it back. Guarded by Clayton Pearson. Minnie drives in, flopping like a fish. I mean a fish. But he'll get the call and go to the line, shoot two shots. I mean, that drove me nuts. Look like a fish.
Out of water.
Dry land.
Out of water.
That's what it looked like. His head was bobbing everywhere.
But he got the call.
That's unbelievable. I wouldn't game that call.
First one up is good. Derek Judy checking back in for Clayton Pearson. Then he's going to get a second. Throws up there.
Eyes it. Lies it. Sinks it. That's how they threw it up.
So Ryan Brown will inbound it. 29-18, and he's down 11 here in the Cal Pharmacy second quarter. Brown will get it into Cade. Cade crossing time on Dries Mill. Dish it off to Petey. Loses it. And it'll go off Cade, and it'll go back to the Warriors.
Burns triggers it in to Dennis Miller. Dennis Miller walks it up. Guarded by Petey Judy. Now over to Knopfke at the top of the key. Knopfke will drive in, lose it. Clay Schmidt comes up with it.
Be a foul on
Farmer.
Number four. Cameron Schmidt checks in for the Warriors. So Ryan Brown will get it in to Cade Wendell. Indians down 11. Cade will give over to Derek Judy. Derek Judy looking around, gives it to Ryan Brown. Ryan goes over to Petey. Petey thinks about three, gives it back to Derek. Over to the corner, Cade Wendell into Clay Smithson short corner. Cade will spin baseline, put up a shot, and will be fouled. So on the other line, shooting two. Left here in the second quarter. Hall Brothers free throw line. Clay Schmidt. First one up. No good.
Looks like Darren Sheffer out there.
Going brick. Oh, Reese, I love you, buddy.
Well, he thinks the second one's up. No good. Looks like Darren again. Brick.
brings it up. It's thrown away by Indians. Derek Jeudy pushes it ahead to Petey. Now over to Clay Schmidt.
Clay will make a move. Puts up a shot. Being good. 2-point basket. Clay Schmidt.
Ball get in. Dennis Miller. Indians picking up the pressure a little bit.
Double dribble.
Double carry.
He's been all game. Throws it over to Reininger. Now over to Nofke. Nofke drives baseline. Now kicks it out to Dennis Miller.
Surprised there was no foul there. Kate had a lot of body on him.
Dennis Miller swings his Nofke for a deep three again.
Unbelievable. Can we get a hand up on him?
He can't miss right now.
It's unbelievable.
Petey, you will get over to Cade. Back up top to Petey. 26 seconds left here in the Cal Pharmacy second quarter. Heinz Kuhn, a short corner, puts up a shot and good. 2-point basket. Clay Schmidt gets the lead to 10 for the Warriors.
Dennis Miller brings it up on Petey Jeudy. 10 seconds left. Dennis Miller gives it over to Nofke. Nofke in the corner, drives baseline, now dumps it off to Reininger. He puts up a shot and good.
Petey Jeudy has 2 seconds and we'll fire up a half quarter.
Up and good! That's more his range.
Literally, he has not made a shot all game. Bottom.
So we're going to take a break here on Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
Fort Recovery Insurance Agency.
Is Derek there?
Well, there's no one here named Derek.
But my brother Derek's dad, you always have something for everyone.
Oh, you're talking about that, Derek. Well, he's right. We do have something for everyone with insurance plans from Ohio Mutual for your home, auto, farm, or business, and more.
Do you have someone there that can help Derek clean up his messy room?
Well, miss, that's one thing we really can't help him with.
Thank you.
We've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call 888-375-4181.
Cooper Farms Feed and Animal Division in Fort Recovery, Ohio is seeking a second shift feed delivery driver, which requires a Class A CDL. My name is Bob Stogler, and I have been at Cooper Farms for 33 years, which has enabled me to develop great friendships along the way and great opportunities. Come join the Cooper team today. Apply online at cooperfarms.com.
And we're back here. Cooper Farms halftime show. Indians down 9. Leading score for the Indians so far. Ryan Braun has 9. Remember, coming up next week, girls will host the line on Tuesday. Thursday, girls host Minster and big MAC matchup. Friday, boys are at Minster. And Saturday, the girls and boys are both at Macomb. Chase, you want to talk a little bit about the first half?
Yeah, Indians offensively going against that 2-3 zone that Springfield North Western is playing. They're pretty much letting them shoot from outside, and we just haven't really seen too many shots fall from outside. And when we've had success, we've pounded it into Ryan Braun and Clay Schmitz. We've had success inside, but once we start hitting shots from outside, it's really going to open things up. And defensively, didn't get back on transition a few times, led to some easy buckets, and got to know where the shooters are. Nofke's having a day. He's got 16. So I got to know where he's at and a couple others, and we'll be all right.
And Petey, drain a half court shot right at the buzzer.
Second half. Nice.
Our sponsors for the second half, the third quarter, Bob Mechanical and fourth quarter, Ringo Hardware. Miracle Lanes, running late, can't decide what to make for supper? Just don't feel like making supper? Just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274. I had the stats for the girls game in that folder, but it's not in there anymore.
Oh, that's good.
I know. Lane score for the Indians earlier. Girls were at Tri-Village to take on the Patriots. JV won, and then the varsity followed up with a win. 45-40. Grace Tin was the leading scorer. Had 17 points. She couldn't miss in the first half.
Really?
Every shot she took, she made. I think she had the seven. She started off with 7 points.
Really?
Yeah.
She kept missing.
What? What?
They had the ESPN crew. Like, they just screwing around,
yeah.
The student section, they started interviewing Wes Johnson at halftime while he's shooting hoops.
That's awesome.
I was dying laughing. So, I went over next week. Girls hosted, I don't know, Salina. They ain't good.
No clue.
I know Minster's pretty good.
Yeah, I'd say.
Boys, that Minster, that's going to be a good one, boys.
Girl. Yeah, Minster's a good team. Boys and girls.
Yep, so we're going to take a break here on Cooper Farms Halftime Show. We'll be back right after this here on the 4 Recovery Internet Radio.
You're tough. You've endured some of the most brutal weather imaginable. When others complain, you carry on. You're Ohio tough. But once you close your front door, there's no reason to put up with it anymore. Not if you've got the right heating solution from Reasoner Energy. Dual fuel heat pumps and furnaces and geothermal heat pumps. The best, the warmest, the most dependable heating solutions. Reasoner Energy. Ohio tough. Like you. Call 496-7848-5858.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. For a tractor with big chore versatility and power, ask us at K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery about the 140 to 165 horsepower T7 series tractors from New Holland. They're the all-around workhorse you need for loading, haymaking, mixing feed, and spreading manure. They offer choice of transmissions and unmatched versatility to power implements on front or back. Plus, you work your best in the quiet comfort of a Horizon cab. See us at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery today.
If you're looking for a great low-mileage used vehicle, Hastings Auto Sales is the place to go. They have a nice selection of vehicles on the lot, plus they can easily locate anything you're looking for. Stop in and check out this vehicle, a 2017 Chevy Cruze LT. It's dark gray with heated seats, remote starter, and backup camera. It only has 13,000 miles, and it's only $14,900. Check out this and all their other vehicles at HastingsAuto.com. Hastings Auto Sales, 375-4617.
And we're back here. Cooper Farms Halftime Show. Indians down 9. Leading score for the Indians so far. Ryan Bryan had 9, and he had, what, 7 of the... How many points did he have? 7 of the first, what?
Who?
Ryan. Like 7 of the first 11?
I think he had 9 of the first 11.
9 of the first 11. That's scored since. So, like I said, Bryan's our leading score at 9, and on the other side, number 3, Nafty.
Evan Nafty lighting it up from deep.
He's looking like Chase Brooms out there.
He's almost earned that headband he's got on. Not quite, but.
Couple halftime scores. Tanner 26. Fort Laramie 24. I don't know why we're going to say that one. St. Henry's leading 27-20 over Van Wert. Look on some scores for us.
The other scores, Minster up 17-8 on St. Mary's. That's in the second quarter. Coldwater up on Tri-Village by 6 late in the second quarter. New Bremen up 6 against Fort Jennings in the second quarter as well. And Parkway is up 20 on Hardin Northern at halftime. And Rushi is down 9 at half. And that's about it.
So, yeah.
Oh, your former team, Bakken's, in a tight one with Waynesfield Goshen.
Realistically, back in the day, that was Bakken's game that we'd win every time. Waynesfield Goshen, they're not a great team. Like, they're just...
That was one Bakken circled, said we can get that one.
Yeah.
Now it's toss-up.
Probably. I mean, they're just... Bakken's just so young. They're freshmen. Like, when we went to that game, their freshman scored 22 out of the 29 points we've seen.
Yeah, and he played mostly JV.
Yeah. One of my good buddies that I lived on the street with scored a decent amount in the varsity game. So... young, and I mean, with the young
young team, you're not going to succeed. You have to have experience, and they're not experienced yet. So, I mean, they're going to be good here in the next coming years. So, I remember those days when you guys came to Bakken. Scrimmage us.
Yep, I remember that.
My freshman year.
Were you playing? You playing JV?
I was in this other gym.
Yep.
Yep. It was back in Jackson Hobbs' days, or what?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Jackson Hobbs. What's he doing these days, Chase? We haven't seen him in forever.
Who knows?
Oh, he about dunked it.
Yeah, he did.
I don't know, wait. He doesn't talk to us. I don't know.
He's busy playing Fortnite.
Hanging out. Game.
UD.
State Fires. Baseball season coming up, Chase. Next week. I will not hear, buddy.
You'll be long gone?
Long gone. I'll be in Florida. Spring training. Me and my dad are making a trip down. Growl.
You got room in your suitcase for me?
So we're going to take one more quick break, and we'll be back after this on the Cooper Farms Halftime Show.
Cooper Farms Feed and Animal Division in Fort Recovery, Ohio, is seeking a second shift feed delivery driver, which requires a Class A CDL. My name is Bob Stogler, and I have been at Cooper Farms for 33 years, which has enabled me to develop great friendships along the way and great opportunities. Come join the Cooper team today. Apply online at cooperfarms.com.
Warriors will start the ball in this half, and they'll get it inside to Reininger. He'll put up a layup. No good. Rebounded by Derek Jeudy.
Derek Jeudy will take it the other way.
Over to Kay Wendell. Kay will hit Clay, loses it, and it'll go bounce, and it'll stay with the Indians. JV boys, one,
big,
right before this,
Darren Sheff and Ramboki.
Ramboki's a legend.
I've talked to people about Darren Sheff, and they say he does a good job. I think he
everything
does
I've heard, they like him, so.
Yeah.
That's all. Ball's thrown away by Burns.
Ooh.
They bring it the other way. Now kicks it out top to Dennis Miller. No one's even guarding him. He'll put up a runner from 15 off the glass. And good.
Chef Curry. So, Derek's going to take it the other way. Indians down 11. Derek will give it over to Cade. Back over to Derek into the corner. PD Jeudy back up top to Derek. Over to Cade. Back over to Derek. Back over to Cade. Into the short corner. Clay. Clay will fire up a 5-footer up. And good. 2-point basket. Clay Schmidt.
Warriors will bring it the other way. Dennis Miller has it. Light pressure by the Indians. Dennis Miller dribbles it up the left side of the court, loses it, gets it back. Now wow. Puts up a layup and good. Indians is not playing very good defense right now.
So K-1 going to take it the other way. Hands off to Pete. Pete thinks about third, gives it back to Cade. Back up top to Petey Jeudy. Over to Derek Jeudy.
Great crowd.
Away by Dennis Miller. He gets it out to Nofke for three. No good. Rebounded Ryan Braun.
Just saying, great crowd here at the fort. I think it was little girl cheerlead or whatever, young kid
in there,
cheerlead. PDG with three. That brought a decent crowd here for this game. 41-27 is our score.
Dennis Miller brings it up. Hands off to Nofke. He'll get a ball screen. Doesn't use it. Now we'll drive. Pull up from the foul line. No good. Rebounding Clay Schmitz.
Reedy Martin going to check in on the next dead ball. Derek Jeudy will give it up to PD, and he will be fouled. Or no travel.
Wow.
I didn't see it. Reedy Martin check in for Derek Jeudy. Coach Bayshore right before he came in telling you number three is a shooter. Nothing?
I'd say.
38-30, and he's down 8 here in the Fuller Mechanical third quarter.
Burns triggers it into Dennis Miller. He walks it up against Petey Jeudy. Ball goes over to Burns in the corner. He looks inside, now swings it to Nofke. Back over to Dennis Miller. He'll get a ball screen. He'll dribble around the arc. Now over to Reininger. Reininger gets it stolen away. Probably a foul by Clay Schmitz, but good aggressive defense to send it the other way.
PG, top of key. Gives over right side. Cade went over to Regan Martin back up top to Petey. Over to Ryan. Ryan will drive. Dish it out to Cade. Cade will then drive middle. Find Clay in the short corner.
Check it out.
And it'll be a foul on the floor. So Cade will inbound it. Like I said, Indians down 8. 5 minutes left here in the Farm Mechanical third quarter. Cade Wendell will get it into Petey. Petey will give it into the corner to Cade Wendell. Cade back up top to Petey, over to Regan Martin. Regan back to Petey into Ryan. Ryan will turn around and get fouled. He'll go line shooting two.
Then he got killed.
Yeah. Your favorite coach on the staff, Chase, Scott Lynn, up to tell him Petey something.
Best dressed.
He was looking pretty sharp last night. Ryan Brown, first free throw up is good. Darren, we're just talking about you. Bad ref.
Yeah. Really, what did I do wrong?
Oh, didn't count. Six people on the floor?
I almost swore I counted five, but yeah, you're right. There was six guys. I thought it was just close enough to five, and maybe they needed an extra guy.
At least Ron Bokey could see the sixth person.
He's a good dude. I love him.
Dennis Miller brings it up for the Warriors. 4.5 left in the Fowler Mechanical third quarter. Ball over to Burns in the corner. He loses it. Ball's loose on the floor. He'll go up top to Dennis Miller. He dribbles in, backs it back out. Now swings it to Nofke. Nofke thinks about a three. Now dribbles the corner. Now swings it over to Burns. Burns will back it out. Now throws a one-handed pass inside to Many, and he'll get fouled on the floor.
Yep.
Foul on Regan Martin. His first. Team's first. Indians down 6.
Reese, this is bad air time, buddy.
What do you mean?
No. Many triggers it in. Nofke. Nofke swings at the Mini in the corner.
Oh, wow.
Nice backdoor lob to Nofke. Easy basket.
Cade Wendell will bring it up. Four. Cade will fire it over to Petey. Petey will fire up a three. Up and good. 3-point basket. Petey Judy.
Mini will bring it the other way. He'll push it hard to the middle of the floor. Now dumps it off to Farmer up for an easy layup.
So Ryan Brown will trigger it in to Cade Wendell.
Indians playing terrible transition defense.
Gives it over to Petey up top to Ryan Brown.
Petey, heat check, no good.
And
I don't think that's a foul. He took it right out of his hands.
So it will stay with the Indians. Cade Wendell will inbound it. Indians down 7 here in the Fowler Mechanical third quarter. Cade get it into Clay. Clay gets
6
out
seconds.
Pete.
Come on, Pete.
3. Up and good. 3.
Wow.
Basket. Beauty, beauty.
Don't let him get hot. Don't let him get hot.
Dennis Miller brings it up. I don't know if that was even off of Petey. Anyway, Petey tipped it out of bounds. He's going to stay with the Warriors. Farmer will trigger it in to Mini. Mini gets it. Now dribbles around the arc. He's on the right wing. I'll take 1-on-1 against Cade Wendell. He'll put it up and no good. Rebounding Clay Schmitz.
Clay will get up to Cade. Cade dribble. He's back out to Clay. Back to Cade. To the corner, Regan.
Come on, Regan.
On fire. But yep. And good. 3-point basket. Regan Martin. And the Warriors don't take a timeout. We'll take one with them here to Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
Hi. Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. February is Heart Healthy Month, and Kalp Pharmacy will be celebrating with Heart Healthy Screenings. Every Tuesday in February from 7 a.m. till 9 a.m., Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery will be offering $5 lipid blood panels, blood pressure checks, and medication checkups with a pharmacist. Registration is required. Pre-register with your Kalp Pharmacy pharmacist in Fort Recovery or call 800-686-2314 today. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Fowler Mechanical, your local Bryant dealer, would like to help you keep your home comfortable all season long. So whether it's a quick fix or time for something new, Fowler Mechanical has a team of professionals that can help. They offer a full lineup of efficient, energy-saving Bryant heating and cooling system options that can help you save money in the long run. So give them a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what they can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 375-2410. Bryant, whatever it takes. Good luck, Indians.
And we're back here. Fieldhouse on the floor for the Indians. Regan Martin, Ryan Brown, Cade Wendell, Petey, Judy, and Clay Schmidt. 42-41 Indians, now just down one. Case, how about that?
We got a ball game. Many inbounds. This whole sound right, Reese. Maybe.
Free popcorn, Chase.
Really?
All the JV players are munching on it now.
Mini pulls up from 15 feet. No good. Long rebound. Good. Stays with the Warriors. Nofty steps back for a three. Short. No good. Petey Judy the other way.
Petey and Gump goes to coast. Up. No good.
What is he doing?
Rebounded by Kate Wendell. Gets a steal up and no good. Rebounded by Clay Schmitz. Clay Schmitz will then get a foul called. First piece just got made that layup.
Yeah, I don't know what he tried doing there. Tried to make it look pretty, and it ended up looking quite ugly.
Yeah. So, Cade 101.
Thank you, sir. Yep. Thank you.
So, Cade 101, mount it.
Test it.
Into Clay. Thrown away. Bang out.
Nofty pushes ahead to Mini. Mini puts it up, and we have fouled. Foul is on Regan Martin. The second, they'll send Mini the line. Shooting two free throws. You want to quit?
Next time the boys play will be Friday at Minster.
Thanks.
Hey.
Hey, for Mini's first day, they play Monday night.
Again.
Who do they, it's a makeup game. Versailles Marion?
Marion, probably.
Yep. That'd be a game go to right there.
Yeah.
Marion unbeaten in the MAC.
Mini second free throw is no good.
Petey Judy will get it over to Cade. Back to Pete. Back over to Cade.
Back to him. Oh my goodness.
Back to Pete. Pete will then drive Mill, put up a shot. Crazy shot, no good. Rebound by Regan Martin. Regan will hit Clay Schmitz on the right side into Ryan Braun. Back out to Regan, over to Cade. Cade to Regan.
Over
to Clay. Clay will fire up three. Way long.
I mean, I'd rather have Regan Martin shoot.
I agree.
Be a foul on Cade Wendell. His second, fourth, or his first, team's third. Noah coming in for Clay Schmitz.
Mini triggers it in to Nofty. He'll walk it up with a minute and a half left in the Fowler Mechanical third quarter. Nofty guarded by Regan Martin. Now gives it to number four.
Don't gamble, because that's what happens when you gamble.
Nofty with a three.
Guys, I need some help. How do you say this name here? I don't even want to guess.
Petey for three. Yep. And good. 3-point basket. Petey Giddy.
We're going to go with number four because that is about impossible to say. I don't know how to say that name. Nofty brings it up. Swings it to Mini. Mini on the right wing. We got a foul underneath on Nofty.
He's tatted up.
Is he?
Left wrist.
Yeah, I see it.
So Ryan Brown's going inbound and gets into Petey Judy.
It means down two here in the Bond Mechanical third quarter. Petey will give it to Cade. Gives it over to Petey. He'll drive mill dish out to Regan Martin. Regan gives it back to Pete. Pete will drive and will be fouled. Foul be on number zero. Minnie is first. Team six. Miller checking back in for Knopfy. Cade won the wall. Inbound it for the Indians. Gets in to Regan Martin. Regan back to Cade. Cade looking around, fires over to Pete. Back up top to Ryan. Ryan will drive right. Put up a great job, and go to the line shooting two.
Bayshore's getting fired up.
I just about said Bayshore about tore his shoulder thing again like he did.
Find it.
What are you doing?
Pronunciation?
Yeah, I'm searching.
Ryan runs. First one up. It's good.
It. Flies it. Sinks it.
You can probably stop.
So Ryan Brown about to get his second to tie it up. Here at the fort. It's good.
Is that where we are?
Yep. Fort and side field out.
Three. Take her away, buddy. I'm searching.
Miller will get it over to Minnie in the right corner. Back up top to number 32, Farmer. Farmer over to Miller. Miller looking around, gets out top to number 22, Spencer. They try to get into Minnie. Minnie will pop a shot. Ain't good. And they'll take the hat, take the lead into the fourth quarter. So we'll be back after this. Stay tuned.
Fowler Mechanical. Fowler Mechanical, your local Bryant dealer, would like to help you keep your home comfortable all season long. So whether it's a quick fix or time for something new, Fowler Mechanical has a team of professionals that can help. They offer a full lineup of efficient, energy-saving Bryant heating and cooling system options that can help you save money in the long run. So give them a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what they can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 375-2410. Bryant, whatever it takes. Good luck, Indians.
Part of the Fort Recovery community for longer than most can remember. We're your neighbors and we love our community. You can trust us for honest advice when you're ready to take on your next home project. We specialize in Milwaukee power tools, but we have a variety of others. Since 1916, one thing has always been our lasting tradition: outstanding, friendly customer service. Experience the tradition of Wangler Ace Hardware. It's all here.
For the Indians. Petey gets in to Cade. Back over to Pete to the corner. Ryan Brown back up top to Petey. Over to the right side. Cade Wendell into Ryan. Back over to Cade in the corner. Regan Martin. Regan for three. Long. No good. Rebound by Minnie.
Minnie jogs it up for the Warriors. Guarded by Cade Wendell. Swings it over to Dennis Miller. Now up top to Farmer. Farmer swings it. Around the arc to Minnie. Minnie takes it in the middle of the lane.
Flopping like a foot.
We'll have a foul on the floor against Noah Leonard or Cade Wendell. Second. That's his second, team's fourth. Minnie will pick it out under his own basket. He will trigger it in to Smyzak. Figured it out, boys. Now ball over to Knopfy for a deep three. Short, no good. Rebound to Petey Judy.
Petey will take it the other way. Indians down two here in Wrangler Hardware fourth quarter. Petey will fire up a 40-footer. Up, no good.
Noah, be smart.
That'll be on Noah Lawrence. His third. Team's fifth.
Indians trail by two. Dennis Miller
Locks it up for Springfield Northwestern. He gives it over to Nofty for another three. In and out. No good. Rebounded by Spencer. He puts it up and will get fouled by Noah Leonard. That's his fourth. Team six. That'll send Miss Spencer to the line, shooting two shots.
.657 up here in the fourth. Spencer's first one up. It was good. Clay Smith checking back in for Noah Leonard. Spencer's second one. Up. No good. Rebounded. Foul going Ryan Braun.
It's just a dumb foul. Isaac.
Atta boy.
Reese, you devoured that Kit Kat.
Chase devoured those Skittles.
Thanks. Smite check. He said smite check. I said smite check. Smite check.
Okay.
He's at the line mode.
Yep.
Front end is no good.
PGD charge. Ghost to ghost. Up and no good.
He cannot buy a bucket.
Regan Murray.
I bet he's still got 15. I bet they're expensive.
And they are tonight.
Caden Morrow back over to Ryan Braun. Ryan's going to throw up a three.
Ryan, good.
3-point basket, Ryan Braun.
Big basket. Ties it up.
Yep, so we're going to take a break here on Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
Fort Recovery.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. What's the perfect gift for that special person in your life, and how can you find it? Kalp Pharmacy offers a large selection of unique gifts, from classic chocolates to jewelry, home decor, toys, and more, with plenty of gift ideas to choose from. We have gifts for Valentine's Day, birthdays, anniversaries, and more. Visit Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery in Arcanum, Ohio, Union City, and Bern, Indiana, to find the perfect gift you're looking for. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
And we're back here for Sight Field House. 49-all. 6:37 left here in Wrangler Hardware. Fourth quarter. On the floor for the Indians. Clay Schmidt, Cade Wendell, Petey, Regan Martin, and Ryan Braun.
We're back here on the Fort Recovery Radio. Reese take her away.
Every internet radio.
Yep, that's what it is.
Chase, take it away.
Dennis Miller walks it up against Petey Judy. 6.5 left in the good ball game. Nofty on the left wing, guarded by Regan Martin. Nofty swings it to Minnie. Minnie backs it out, being patient with it. Now picks it up over to Dennis Miller. He dribbles around the arc. Now over to, I forget his name, Reininger. Reininger swings it over to Minnie. Minnie up top to Burns. Burns over to Nofty, gets Martin up in the air. Will drive baseline and puts up a layup and good. Too easy. He's got 23.
And down it.
Wow.
Cade over to Regan Martin. Back up top to Cade Wendell. Cade hits Bryant.
A whole seat Clay right away.
Hits Petey Judy over to Cade. Over to Regan. Back up top to Cade over the left side. Petey. Back over to Cade. Into Ryan Braun. To the corner of Regan Martin. Regan's going to fire way long.
Whoa.
He'll go a bounce. Going back to the Warriors. Northwestern coach calls timeout, so we'll take one with him.
Why?
If you're looking for a great low-mileage used vehicle, Hastings Auto Sales is the place to go. They have a nice selection of vehicles on the lot, plus they can easily locate anything you're looking for. Stop in and check out this vehicle, a 2017 Chevy Cruze LT. It's dark gray with heated seats, remote starter, and backup camera. It only has 13,000 miles, and it's only $14,900. Check out this and all their other vehicles at HastingsAuto.com. Hastings Auto Sales, 375-4617.
And we're back here for Sight Field House. Too bad they ain't called Chase Brun's Gymnasium because it wasn't good enough.
What are you talking about?
What'd he say?
Something dumb.
Dennis take Miller. Away. I got her. Dennis Miller walks it up. 5:22 left. He'll get two ball screens. Dribbles around the arc. Now gives it over to Burns. Now over to Minnie in the left corner. Minnie will get double teamed. Now he'll find Dennis Miller at the top of the key. He'll drive in the lane. Puts it up and good. 53-49. Indians trail by four. Katie no Wangre Hardware, fourth quarter. Katie from long range. In and out, no good. You just don't got the range, man.
Not like you had.
No. Thinks he does. Minnie puts up a shot. No good.
Get them all. Thank you.
No, P's a great shooter when he's right at the line. He steps back a little bit. I'm telling you, that percentage goes down.
Ain't got no Chase Brown's range.
Reese Rogers range.
Oh, I got range for days.
from block to block, yeah.
As soon as Reese steps in the DMs,
he's in range,
boys.
Ryan Braun, struggling again, limping. So Clayton Pearson checks in for him.
Ooh, he's hobbling a little bit. Favoring that left ankle.
Yep, there Judy's first one up is good. Head to the three.
Big free throws here.
Yep,
sort of. I mean, they're all big.
Yeah. Darren would have clanked it.
A lot of time left.
A lot of game left. Maybe even overtime.
Oh, free basketball.
I love it.
Gotta love it.
Don't get much better.
Derek Judy throws the second one. No good.
Dennis Miller has it guarded by Derek Judy. Ball goes over to Nofke on the right wing. He gets it inside the right here. He'll get it knocked away.
Yep.
I don't know about it. I think it
went right off his arm.
I think we tipped it.
No, we tipped it, and then it hit off his arm and went out of bounds.
Really?
Yes.
I must be blind then.
Well, yeah, you are.
Well, I ain't complaining because we had the ball.
Yep, me either, buddy. How about it?
Big three here. Come on, yep. Tire up.
Or just a bucket.
Okay. I like threes.
Don't get greedy.
Threes are better than twos.
3-point line's ruining kids these days.
Kate will get back to Petey. Over to Kate again.
Good flash, Clayton.
Over to Derek. Over to Kate. Over to Pete.
Keep working the offense. Get a good shot.
Kate will give it. Tipped away by Minnie.
You sound like you played in the 20s. On a 3-point line. Young kids these days.
Petey will give it to Kate in the corner. A 3-ball up. No good. Rebounded by. Tipped away. Should be stay with us. Yep, it will.
The 20s? Do they even have basketball in the 20s?
I just pulled a number. That was way late.
Be early.
Derek Judy has the ball. Gives it to Petey Judy. Good hand there.
Play by play.
Sorry.
Derek Judy, top of the key.
Reese, you gotta get focused.
Shut up. Clayton Pearson over to Petey. Petey for three.
Get in there.
Yes, sir. Petey Judy.
I told you we're gonna tie it up. Big three. All knotted up, 53.
We got ourselves a game here.
Burns has it. Hands off to Dennis Miller. He'll go in.
Wow.
Ooh, come here.
Nice.
Ooh. Yeah.
Gives the Warriors a 2-point lead.
Cade Wendell has the ball. Gives it over to Clay Schmidt. Clay's on fire. Long two up. No good. Rebounded by. Tipped out to Cade.
Derek Judy. Great hustle.
Mm-hmm. Tipped it out.
Wide open.
Petey.
Don't reach.
Whoa. Finds Clay. Luckily.
Just killed his arm.
And be a foul on Minnie. Few subs. Ryan Brown checking back in. Says he got the shooter. Clay Smith's going to line. Shooting.
One and one. Come on, Clay.
Clay's first one. Up and good. And he's now down one here in Orango Harbor, fourth quarter. Just under 3 minutes left.
Old Brothers foul line.
Yep. Clay's second one is up and good. Ryan Braun checking back in for Clay Schmidt.
My ankle must be healthy.
Yep.
Had a little slurp. Got back to 100% health.
Stop. Ball triggered into Dennis Miller. 2:45 left. Ball goes over to Minnie on the right wing. They get a ball screen. Now drives in the lane. Puts up a shot in. Wow. That is a difficult shot. Warriors take a 2-point lead. Ball goes over Petey for three. Oh, no good. Rebounded by
Cade was up there. Did Clayton you see Pearson. It? Great hustle, Clayton Pearson. Let's go, buddy.
Ball stays with the Indians. Yep, you got it.
And wow.
It worked.
Wow.
We missed the layup.
It was too close. Too open.
Too wide open.
Hate when that happens.
Shouldn't have popcorn slipped out of his hands.
Oh, that's all right.
Yep, we're fine. 2:23 left in the fourth quarter. Indians down two.
The thing I don't like about that, you miss the layup, don't reach in for a foul.
Yep.
Yep.
I mean, 1-1. Sends in the line. Not a great foul shooter, though.
There she is.
Ryan, you're no good.
Ryan Brown will bring it up. Gives it over to K. Wendell, and he's down two. Just over 2 minutes left here in the Ring of Hardware fourth quarter. K up top to Derek Jeudy. Over to Ryan Brown. The corner, Petey, finds Clayton Pearson. In the short corner, it'd be out balance, and we'll stay with the Indians. Clay Schmitz checking back in for Clayton Pearson. Cade Wendell going to inbound it. Gets in to Derek Jeudy. Over to Ryan Brown, back to Derek Jeudy. Derek has it. Top of Cade goes over to Cade Wendell into a short corner. Clay Schmitz. Clay turns around, gets it back out. Minnie deflects it. And it will stay with the Indians. Cade will inbound it into Derek Jeudy. Derek will get stolen by Minnie.
Hang out.
Many the other way for an easy layup.
Looks like Justin Orange there.
Ball pushed ahead to Schmitz.
Look at Petey. Wide open.
All the way around to Petey.
Short. Air
ball rebounded by Clay.
Ryan.
This is tomahawk. His arm.
Reese, you got play by play before you cover. All right.
Okay.
So do it.
First one up, A is good. Regan Martin checking in for Derek Jeudy.
Is that who that is?
Yep.
Stop.
Ryan Brown gets his second, puts it up there, ain't good.
Make free throws right there.
Time out. Coach Basil will take one with them here in a Fort Covering Internet Radio.
Soon the birds will be chirping, the grass will be growing, and your lawnmower won't be starting. It's every year. Dead battery, old gas, flat tire, something doesn't work. Consider this. Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery carries new lawnmowers from Grasshopper, Toro, Cub Cadet, and Kubota. Trade in your old mower for one of our new zero-turn or riding mowers. Or if you want to stick with your old mower for another year, schedule a preseason tune-up with our service department. Make mowing fun. Stop by and see us at Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery.
And we're back here for Sut Fieldhouse. Indians down two. 1:20 left here in the Wrangler Hardware fourth quarter. We're playing the good old fight song. Darian's clapping to it.
1:20 left in the Wrangler Hardware fourth quarter.
On the fourth of the Indians, Ryan Braun, Clay Schmidt. Regan Martin, Cade Wendell, and Petey Jeudy.
Indians trail by two, 59-57. Indians look like they're going to give them a full court man-to-man pressure. Minnie turns it in to Smycek. Smycek, I don't know how to say his name.
Back to Minnie. Minnie brings it up on Cade Wendell. A little over a minute left. Ball goes over to Nofke. Now up top to Reinier, and they're going to foul. That's great smart foul. He has not came close to making a free throw yet.
If I'm their coach, though, why do you have him in the game right now?
Need boards. He's a beast on
you need
board.
To make free throws.
That's true. Because they can just hold it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Make court recovery foul. Make free throws.
And that's a good comment, Aaron.
Thank you, sir.
Off my point is exactly. No good.
Judy, Judy. Take it the other way. It means down two. What?
Coach just said
yep,
that's my fault.
He said that's my fault.
Regan Martin will give it over to Cade. Back over to Regan Martin. Back over to Cade.
Let's hit another three like last night.
Back over to Regan Martin. Back over to Cade.
Yeah.
Back over to Regan Martin.
40 seconds left.
Uh-oh.
Down two. I mean, I tried.
Yeah.
We're not. We can't wait for the last shot here,
no,
boys.
Petey, oh, my goodness.
4-3. No good. Rebounded by Clay Schmidt.
Attaboy, Clay.
Clay will pump a shot. There it goes. 2-point basket. Clay Schmidt.
25 seconds. Vinny has it. Field dribble down the left side. And we'll have a timeout by Springfield.
Good job, no Clay Schmidt. Why did not give up on the play?
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. February is Heart Healthy Month, and Kalp Pharmacy will be celebrating with heart healthy screenings. Every Tuesday in February from 7 a.m. till 9 a.m., Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery will be offering $5 lipid blood panels, blood pressure checks, and medication checkups with a pharmacist. Registration is required. Pre-register with your Kalp Pharmacy pharmacist in Fort Recovery or call 800-686-2314 today. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
And we're back here for Tuckfield House. All tied up. 20 seconds left. After a two-point basket made by Clay Schmidt. Huge possession here, Chase.
Got a question.
Okay.
Oh, wait. Hold up. Never mind.
What was your question?
I don't have one no more.
What was it?
Okay.
19.8 seconds left.
Get this one on film.
Indians need a big stop here. Warriors gonna hold it for the last shot, probably. Who they gonna go to?
Number zero for sure.
Nafi.
Ball triggers into no one. Ryan Bond comes away with it. He takes it the other way. Up and no good. Rebounded by Farmer.
Don't foul.
Warriors, 10 seconds left. Minnie pushes it up the right side of the court. He'll drive in the lane, puts it up, and we got
a charge.
A charge! Yes, sir. Ryan Bond, big charge. I mean, that was an obvious charge, right?
Sure.
That shot went in, too, didn't it?
Yes.
Big play by Ryan Brown. So timeout by the Indians. 4.5 seconds left. They'll have the ball. Springfield Northwestern is not happy.
Two officials had the call and they both had charges. So I don't.
Nah, I think this guy over here held up.
I know, but that guy holds and waits for his call.
Okay.
Because you don't want a bot charge call. That's the worst to run into.
Oh my goodness. That was so fast.
That girl just flipped 16 times, and my brain hurts from looking at that.
That was incredible.
I bet she's dizzy. She don't even have pom-poms. That was incredible.
We need a big buzzer beater here,
yep,
boys.
We do. Yep.
Coming up next week, girls host Salina. Girls host Minster on Thursday. Friday, boys at Minster. Then Saturday, boys and girls are both at Macomb.
Gotta get a length of the court.
4.5 seconds.
And what's the play call here?
Who are we going to here? I'm liking Brownie.
Regan.
No.
Petey on the trail. Nope. They're just gonna, why aren't they up?
And
Petey brings it up.
2 seconds left. 2. Petey will fire up a shot.
No good. Not a great look, but
no.
It was open, so we're going overtime, boys.
Yep. We are heading to overtime. Reese, you want to stay here or you want to take a break?
Oh, we can stay here.
We can stay here. I don't know why they weren't up on that last thing. Like
makes
you said,
no
four
sense.
And a half seconds left. Like,
usually
we should have rolled it, really.
Usually, I don't know why we wouldn't.
I don't know why we
stayed in the half court.
Yeah, we caught the ball on the block on our own
usually
end.
Usually send up some light pressure to try to get a half
lower
court
down.
Shot.
Yeah. Like a half court shot instead of a white line shot.
Yeah, although we should have rolled it.
Petey did hit a half quarter at the end of the first.
Yeah, we should have rolled it.
I agree.
Free basketball. Chase, just like what you guys drunk about earlier.
Yep, that's nothing's what we better. Were talking about.
Nothing's better.
Put free in front of anything, and it's pretty good.
I'd agree.
Starting overtime, Petey, Judy, Cade Wendell, Ryan Braun, Clay Schmidt, and Regan Martin.
I think Regan should be out of quarters.
What do you mean?
You only get five quarters a night.
How many do you play in JV?
I thought he played the first, third, and fourth.
He probably only played though.
No, he played. He went in the third and the fourth of our in this.
That's five. Or does overtime not count?
It's a quarter though. Which
is it?
Yes.
Overtime's a quarter.
I would think.
For sure?
I would think
so, too. But
Joey Brennan for this question.
No, we don't.
No.
He's the last person on call. Sorry, Mr. Brennan, but I would not ask you.
Jump ball. Petey gets it to Ryan Braun.
Petey got up there quick.
Gives it to Petey. 59-all OT. Regan Martin has the ball on the left side. Gives up top two, Cade Wendell.
I'm sure he would know.
Back over to Pete. Pete will fire up a three up and no good.
Rebounded by Reininger of Springfield North and Western. Minnie will bring it up.
And Mr. Bruns must be listening out there because he said overtime is an extension of the fourth quarter. So Regan Martin is good to play six overtimes if need be. Be a long quarter if you ask me.
Reininger has it on the right wing. Now up top to Farmer. Farmer swings at the mini on the left wing. Looking around, swings at the Reininger at the top of the key. Now over to Farmer. Farmer back to mini. Mini will back it out. 3 minutes left. Ball goes over to Nofty.
He hasn't caught hot yet this half, has he?
Not really, no.
Not like the first half.
Warriors being patient with the ball. Top of the key, mini. Guarded by Cade Wendell. Mini will drive down the right side of the lane. Still flopping, loses the ball, gets it back. Ball goes out to Dennis Miller. 2:35 left. Ball goes to Farmer on the right wing. Now over to Minnie. Minnie backs it out again.
Why do we play so tight with him? I haven't seen him hit a shot outside.
Yeah, I know.
Give him a step.
He had at least one.
Yeah, he won early.
But he went off about it, so he probably didn't come too often for him.
Yeah, he shot the bow.
He shot the bow, and Will Holman fell backwards like he got hit with it.
Naughty drives in. Wanted a foul.
Oh, my goodness. Tee him up.
With a foul on Springfield Northwestern, number 3, Naughty. Or Mini?
Tee him up.
That was on Mini, his fourth.
So Cade will go on shooting.
These people don't know a thing about basketball.
Cade's first one up is good. Gives the name the lead, 60-59 here in OT. Cade will get a second. Up and good. He's getting a 2-point lead.
2 minutes left in overtime. Dennis Miller brings it up. Left side of the court, guarded by Regan Martin. Ball goes to Nofty. Top of the key, he'll drive in, shoot it from 10 feet. And good. He's a good player, 25. 25 points he has.
So PDG will take it the other way. All ball knotted up at 61. Key, top of key. We'll give it over to Cade Wendell. Back to Petey. Gives it over to Ryan Brown. Back over to Pete. Pete loses it. Gets it back. Nope, stolen away.
Knocked the other way. Puts floater. Up a floater in and out. No good. Rebounded by Minnie. Minnie will get fouled. That'll be on Bronny. Nope. I'm always wrong on that.
No.
Cade Wendell.
Nothing unusual.
It's not a ref like you.
I agree. Ron Bokey, after the game, told me, wish I could be like you. You never miss a call.
Nah. Minnie's first one's up, and no good off the back.
This place is loud for a Saturday night.
I would agree.
Great crowd.
Real good crowd.
Still tied up at 61. Minnie gets his second one. It's good. Gives Springfield Northwestern a one-point lead.
Ryan Brown will get it into Cade Wendell.
Ohio.
Hands it off.
Petey's going to get a flare from Bronny. Like I just said, Bronny's going to slip it like he did last night. He's got a nice layup.
Oh, where are you going? Cade with an ale. Brown will go line shooting two. That dude needs to get off the court.
The coach?
Yeah. Get off.
This lady walked all the way over here.
No.
Start yelling at the official.
So Ryan will go on.
Big free throws here.
Yep.
Come on, big guy.
Ryan's first one up is good. Ties it up at 62.
That looks flat. Get a little arch on that.
Brownie's second one up is good.
Attaboy.
Gives Brownie 20 for the game. Minute to go. Dennis Miller brings it up. Indians lead by one. We'll have a timeout by the Warriors. What are we going to do?
We'll just keep it here.
Reese, keep it here.
Reese says we're going to keep it here or here on the
some,
Recovery Indiana Radio.
If that happens, that kid plays extra days, pee up, they get technical or what?
That's not our responsibility. That's the book. So,
I don't know.
I'm not sure what they do.
Yeah, what happens if they play six?
I just told you I didn't know.
See if we get an answer in from the
Joey Bruns.
Joey Bruns.
Yeah, I don't know.
So, Mr. Bruns, if you are out there listening, what happens if they try to sneak a guy in there for an extra quarter and give him six on the night instead of five? Phone us in.
Come on, Joe. You got to be here. Sports side.
No. He's sitting in the rail rocker at home, just listening, relaxing. What I wish I was doing right now. I had four junior high games today in the MAC tournament.
Let's see if
I can remember. Bremen beat Marion.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Bremen's good. Bremen's got a nice 8th grade team.
That's what I heard.
Parkway beat Delphus. Versailles annihilated Minster.
Nice.
And who was the other game I'm missing? Coldwater beat St. Henry.
Minute to go. Manny triggers it into Dennis Miller. Now to Farmer. Farmer swings it to Nofty on the right wing, guarded by Petey Judy. 50 seconds left. Nofty up top to Dennis Miller. He'll back it out.
Grant Knappy checked in for Regan Martin over that timeout.
Ball goes over to Farmer on the right wing. Now up top to Burns. Burns swings it to Dennis Miller. Looks inside to Minnie. Nothing there. Now over to Nofty. Nofty up top. He swings it to Minnie on the left wing. Minnie swings it to Farmer. Farmer up top. Now swings it to Nofty. 28 seconds left.
My.
They need to start looking for a basket. Ball goes over to Farmer on the left wing. Indians lead by one. 20 seconds left. Are they holding for the last shot?
I don't know why you would here.
It's dumb. Minnie shoots a wild shot. No good. Rebounded Petey Judy. They got a... What are they... It's like they've never been in this situation before.
He ran into his own player. I don't know what they're complaining about.
They wanted a foul, but he flopped because he got hit by his own guy.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. There was no contact on for recovery there.
A horrible shot. Horrible possession by him.
Yeah, what a waste of 34, 40 seconds.
Yeah.
Goodness.
They got it. They started with a minute.
PG's first one up is good.
Now it's 8 seconds.
Can you get a second? Nothing good. Same lead. To three. We'll just stay here.
Might as well.
Why wouldn't you?
Joey Brines ever give us a response?
He said, you guys were boring me. I did not hear the question. So I don't know how he texted us if he didn't hear the question. So, Mr. Buns, I'm a little worried about you, buddy.
Say it again.
Mr. Buns, question, all right? Listen up here, buddy, because I'm only going to say it one more time. All right? What happens if a player plays 6 quarters in one night instead of 5 like he is allowed? What happens with that player? Us in, Mr. Buns. We're waiting on you, buddy.
Eight seconds left.
Mr. Firks is over here trying to get Bayshore's attention to tell him a foul.
Not a bad idea.
Yeah, no, I agree. We make him shoot 2 free throws.
Yeah.
Chucky Roar here getting our student section wild up. All of them are going crazy. Calm them down there, Chuck.
Yeah, I'd pressure them a little bit, and then once they get to half court,
I'd foul 32.
I'd foul once they get about half court, let a little time go off, and they're not going to chuck up a 3, so it's pretty safe. Perfect. Foul them right at half court.
Right now.
Dennis Miller gets it up, and they're not going to foul. Dennis Miller gets it, chucks a 3, up, no good. Rebounding Clay Schmitz, and that'll do it. Indians win 65-62 in overtime. Led by Petey Judy and Ryan Brown, both had 20.
We'll take a break and we'll be back to talk about after this. You're in the Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
Hello, this is Stacy from Brick Street Tavern. Stop in and check out our new evening specials. On Monday evening, you can get a sub basket for only $7. Choose from one of our 7 different subs, plus your choice of 2 of our many sides. On Tuesday, it's wing night featuring 60-cent wings and boneless wings and draft beers for only $1. On Wednesday evenings, you can get $3 off any large pizza, any toppings. Thursdays, you can get our hand-cut grilled or breaded tenderloin basket with your choice of 2 sides for only $5.50. And with all of our specials, you can eat here or take it home. Stop in any night and check out our new evening specials at Brick Street Tavern.
Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery, your local Case IH and Kubota dealer, currently has a huge selection of used farm equipment. There's high horsepower tractors for the big jobs to small loader tractors for the homeowner. There's used equipment like spring and fall tillage, skid steers, hay equipment, and rotary cutters. Used harvesting equipment like combines, corn heads, grain heads, grain wagons, and carts. See the used equipment on the Hull Brothers website, HULLBROS.com. Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery, your local Case IH and Kubota dealer. Give us a call today.
And we're back here. Joey Buns gave us an answer.
Joey Buns phoned us in. Thank goodness, Mr. Buns. I don't know what we'd do without you, buddy. But so the answer to our question, and I'll repeat the question for our listeners that just joined in, that are a little late for the game, but we won, so that's cool. Joey Buns, we asked him, what happens if a player plays 6 quarters instead of 5? Because you're only allowed 5 quarters in one night. He said it is a technical foul as soon as he checks in. So for all of you guys that did not know that out there, including myself, my partner Chase Buns, and my the guy that just found us, Reese, that's our answer.
Really?
Yep. Reese, what do you got for us, buddy? Talk a little bit about the game.
Indians win 65-62. Bryant and Petey both had 20.
Good big, night for Brownie.
20 spot.
That was a good night.
Brownie. And number 12, I can't remember.
Clay Schmitz
14.
Had some nice hustle plays. He kept some rebounds alive. I remember in the first half, he had a hustle play down there at the in the corner by the cheerleaders. He hustled, dove out of bounds, saved the ball, and then we swung it around a little bit. We got a layup out of it. So it's little things like that, not giving up on plays and keep the motor going, and we got a layup out of that. So that was good to see. Clayton Pearson, I thought, played some good minutes.
Regan Martin played, I'd have to say, good minutes, too.
I would agree. Regan Martin had
played
good
hard
minutes. I thought tonight was most, was all everybody. Five guys. Took five guys to win that game.
Petey was struggling to find a shot, mostly in the first half. Got it going a little bit, but it's nice to see guys pick him up.
Yeah, for
Ronnie,
sure.
Clay, and
that's really been the struggle with this team. I mean, just scoring overall, just trying to get somebody else to score but Petey. And tonight, like we're saying, Ryan Brown had a big night, 20 spot, and then Clay, a 14 spot. That might be a career
high. Probably a career high for Clay. Yeah. So the Indians get the win, 65-62 in overtime. And Coach Bayshore going to be up here to join us?
I'd have to bet. So,
all right.
We'll take another quick break, and we'll be back.
Here on Coach Bayshore Radio.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. The TurboMax by Great Plains takes vertical tillage to the max. With its hydraulically adjustable gangs and 3¾-inch overall blade spacing, TurboMax levels your seed bed without creating compaction. In the fall, run the machine with gangs at an angle to bury more residue. In the spring, keep the gangs straight to create a level, vertically tilled seed bed that is perfect for planting. Call K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery today. See what the Great Plains TurboMax can do for you.
If you're looking for a great, low-mileage used vehicle, Hastings Auto Sales is the place to go. They have a nice selection of vehicles on the lot, plus they can easily locate anything you're looking for. Stop in and check out this vehicle, a 2017 Chevy Cruze LT. It's dark gray with heated seats, remote starter, and backup camera. It only has 13,000 miles, and it's only $14,900. Check out this and all their other vehicles at HastingsAuto.com. Hastings Auto Sales, 375-4617.
And we're back here, Forsyth Fieldhouse. They need to get a big win, 65-62 over the Warriors. Like Darren was talking about before the break, Petey Judy had 20 and Ryan Brown had 20. So that's, I mean, and also give credit to Clay Schmitz with a 14 spot. That's really, that's 54 of the 65 points he's had from just three guys. And I mean, like Darren was saying, just the hustle plays the Indians showed, and really the heart and hustle chase after beating Coldwater in OT last night and then coming in playing another OT game. I mean, Coach Bayshore has to be proud of the boys of how just the hustle they've shown. And really tonight, I'm like I said, Clay had a great, I would have to give the, I give Clay Schmitz the player of the game.
Yeah, I'd say, Bronny carried him pretty good. He played a really good game, and Clay gave him some good minutes as well. It's just tough going in. You don't know what to expect from this team. Never played them before, and see the record. They have three wins, and
you just
don't know what to expect. And
right here,
good job just to hang with them the whole game and get it done.
Comparison here. St. John's. This is like a St. John team coming in. No wins. Beats Duke and Villanova.
But they lost.
But hey, they put up a fight. Coming up next week, girls will host Salina. Thursday, girls host Minster. Friday, boys are at Minster.
I don't think we're getting Bayshore here.
And Saturday, both boys and girls are at Macomb. If he has 1 minute on the clock to get out here, we are in the break, and then we're hitting out of here. So, Bayshore, you got a minute? Can you hear us? You got 1 minute. Taken now. Thank you for our quarter sponsors tonight. First quarter, Fort Recovery Insurance. Second quarter, Cal Pharmacy. Third quarter, Follow Mechanical. And fourth quarter, Wrangle Hardware. Girls won earlier. Main score for the varsity. Grace 10, 17. Big ones. Coach, make sure you got about 30 seconds now, buddy. You better start hitting the roof quick.
Yep. I don't know if he's coming.
No, there's one coach out here, Tony Overton. And Scott Wynn hasn't hit it out here. Coach Bayshore hasn't out here.
or Coach Leverett.
Yep.
Okay, so we're going to go break, and we're going to take it out from the next commercial, so stay tuned here on 4 Recovery Internet Radio.
This is the first thing you hear after the power goes out. Silence. But that doesn't last very long. The next thing you hear is complaining, then the inevitable whining. No TV, no power for laptops and tablets. How long do you think their cell phone will last without a recharge? How about your cell phone? Now's the time to call Reasoner Energy and talk about Generac generators. Not only do they operate quietly, a Generac generator from Reasoner will silence complaining and whining. Call 419-678-4858.
And we're back here. Looks like Coach Bayshore is going to come up here and join us, or Scott Lynn. We got Scott Lynn on the air. Chase's favorite coach, coaching staff, Scotty Lynn. Well, Coach Bayshore is now talking to someone, so hopefully we'll get him up here. Indians win 65-62. Petey and Brownie both had a 20 spot, and Clay had 14. Like I said, coming up next week, a whole lot of games here for the basketball. Tuesday, girls will host Salina. Thursday, girls host Minster. Friday, boys are at Minster. And Saturday, the boys and girls are at Macomb. And this is going to end there. We're sending it out from here, 65-62. Indians win.
This is Stacy from Brick Street Tavern, and I want to invite you to stop in for our delicious home-cooked daily lunch specials. Starting at 11 o'clock Monday through Friday, Brick Street Tavern features Mystery Meal Monday, Meatloaf Tuesday, Roasted Chicken Wednesday, Casserole Thursday, and on Friday you can choose from our soup and salad bar or our famous half-pound hand-patted cheeseburger. We also offer supper specials on Friday and Saturday evening, including steak and all-you-can-eat roasted chicken, both complemented with our large salad bar, choice of potato, and a honey roll. Stop in and see us at Brick Street Tavern and enjoy some great home cooking.
And we're back here being joined by Coach Mike Bayshore. Coach, another great win in OT. I mean, the heart and hustle. I mean, you got to be proud of the boys just putting two games, both OT games, into both wins, basically.
Yeah, we certainly like to make it interesting for the people who paid to come watch us. You know, to be for people who aren't here a lot, you know, they played a zone the whole time, and when you don't work against that, and you're just kind of, you know, we were more worried about cold water all week, and we worked on our zone offense this morning. So, you know, I didn't think we did too bad against it. It took a little bit of, you know, Peyton got hot in the second half. We started finding some things better, but to be honest with you, we got better in the game because our defense got a little bit better as the game went along. You know, we let the kid from them, he had 16 in the first half, and we were really struggling to find him in their offense, and we just, for whatever reason was, we just struggled early on. Oh, special guest interviewer. I can't say enough, Regan Martin, he knows one play we run, and he got a, you know what though, he played really solid defense. He got a couple of loose balls, a couple of 50-50 tips his way, buried a three in the corner. He gives us another shooter against that zone, so he played really well for us tonight. Down the stretch, you know, Bronny taking that charge was huge. But we've got a lot of little things we've got to clean up. We can be really, really good, and we can be really, really average. And we've been teetering on that line all year long, and it was a good weekend. It's four in a row, and sometimes you just got to win, and we're getting better at finding ways to win those games where earlier in the year.
Yeah, like you said, finding a way. Find a way to win. It doesn't matter what it takes, who it takes. It takes five guys. It takes one guy. Just win, and that's the thing. I thought Clay Schmitz played really well. His hustle, his attitude, the way he went after loose balls was really impressive. I remember the loose ball down here in the corner by the cheerleaders in the first half. I think real early in the game, he dives on the floor, saves the ball behind his back. We get another possession, and we end up getting a layup out of that. So it's just little hustle plays like that that just people don't realize how much of a difference that 2 points made right there, and rather than just giving in the ball.
That's what he brings to us. That's what we were missing early on, especially as he was trying to build his strength back. back from his mono. I mean, he does that. I mean, there's going to be nights where he's going to miss some shots around the basket. You know, the other kid who gave us some positive minutes tonight was Clayton Pearson, gave us some positive minutes, which he does every time, you know, and he got in there and he got a steal, he got a rebound. I mean, he does what he's supposed to do. He's a perfect team player. He does his job when he gets in there. And like I said, we found a way to win a game that earlier in the year we found ways to lose those type of games. So that's improvement for us.
Yep, and like you said, with Clayton Pearson, I said the same thing right after the game. I said Clayton Pearson got some really good quality minutes in there. And Petey's struggling in the first half, only having 2 points, and other guys around him finally stepped up, which, you, as you know and I know, we've been lacking a little bit. When we early in the season, we relied on Petey an awful lot to win us games. And Petey, last two nights, only having 2 points in the first half, 3 points in the first half, and other guys around him finally step up and be leaders, and they pick him up, and then he does get going, and that's a good combination to have.
Yeah, you know, like I said, we did a decent job. Clay did a nice job on the short court, and he scored some baskets that way when we were finally settling down and moving the ball. I mean, it's just, we just had to be patient. You know, that was a great third quarter for us to come from down whatever we were down and get back in it. I mean, hats off to our kids. We're always playing hard. It's just we fought through our struggles tonight, and that's a positive.
Yep, and so, Reese, we'll probably wrap things up here. Indians take a win, 65-62. Thank you, Bayshore, for your time.
Thanks, bud. I appreciate it.
Thanks for listening to a Fort Recovery Radio sports presentation right here on your...